Ah, yes. It is. None other than, of course, Rebecca Black, letting you know that you have reached the weekend. Gus Kattengell, Jordan the intern with you here. Joey back over in the LaRue studios. Hoping that you had a nice week, and many of y'all probably already on your way or already there over at Jazz Fest. Trying to enjoy it.
See y'all later. Have a good day.
Yep, there it is. I knew it. I can tell. I can tell on social media. Not just with us, everything. No one's tweeting.
No. I'm at the age of the bands, man, like the Rolling Stones. I'm almost 70.
Who's playing tonight that or tomorrow or Sunday? Who's like the big
Milwaukee and Boston are playing tonight.
No, man. Bob.
Bob and the Blowtorches. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. Am I like un-New Orleanian?
No.
I don't go to Jazz Fest.
I don't.
So you don't either?
No.
Wow.
Jordan and the Powerhouse Five had to cancel.
Jordan and the Powerhouse Five. Look up today's acts, Jordan.
Jordan had to cancel right after Fleetwood Mac. Something about some papers to do at school.
I don't know.
Jordan, you're not a musician?
It's not me.
No, I'm not.
Not a musician.
That's one thing that I am not.
You can carry a radio, though.
Guess I can do
it. You remember those things with a dial? Never mind.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in on any of the conversations. We've talked a little NBA basketball, like Jordan just brought up as well. NBA playoffs, Bucks and Celtics tonight. 1-1 series is tied at 7 o'clock. Both games, by the way, will be on ESPN TV. Tonight we got Nichols here on ESPN Radio as they take on Houston Baptist. You can catch those games here tonight on ESPN New Orleans. Nuggets at Trailblazers is the late game, so 7 and 9:30. Both series are 1-1. I'm going to go with Milwaukee and Blazers tonight with the win. Last night, Raptors lost at Philly, 116-95. Philly now up 2-1 in the series. Joel Embiid, 33 points, 10 rebounds. In that one, some of the other top stories we've been touching on. Monty Williams, you just heard top of the hour there. He's your new Phoenix Suns head coach. He is the 76ers head assistant as of right now. It is a 5-year deal to go coach a team that he's the fourth coach in an seventh coach. Yeah, I wrote it right. Seventh coach in an 8-year span. Like, that seems like a misprint. Seventh coach in an 8-year span. I want you to think about that. How can any organization get going? Good luck, Monty Williams. Good luck.
They don't have a bad team either.
I'm just saying, the Lakers did talk to him, and he chose the Suns over your guy, LeBron James. Although you did tell me that Adrian Wojnarowski said it was probably the decision to do so because of this. And it had to do with, of course, none other than... I'm not laughing. I'm not going to laugh at Tyronn Lue.
For Monty Williams there, people see him as a program builder. And they need a sense of accountability and purpose. And some values in that organization that have not existed. They believe Monty Williams can bring those. And Monty Williams knew this, that Ty Lue very much is the preferred choice of LeBron James. And if you're going to coach the Los Angeles Lakers, it helps to have the support of LeBron James.
There you go. So it helps to have the support of LeBron James. Good luck, Tyronn Lue. On that note. Ray, thanks for calling us here on the Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. What you got for us?
Hey, what's going on, Gus? I seen you yesterday. First off, I want to say you cannot beat that sponsor as far as the steak, the potatoes, the atmosphere. Everything was great. Second off, I went to LSU, and Jordan, he's got about as much game as I got in my little pinky.
Oh, wow. Mr. Ray, now I know you. This is Ray who's calling to gloat from yesterday.
So Ray's the guy.
Yes,
that,
this is Ray. I was just literally talking about you.
We were just talking about you.
Six foot three, good looking. Augusta.
Yes, 6'3", good looking, and was the only person in the last 6 months that I know that had Sarah basically speechless.
Hey, bro, but no, three. It was a great time. I did go to the OTB. My degenerate self picked me up a paper form, so I'm gonna have to study that, and I'm gonna do a few little crazy bets on Derby tomorrow.
Well, he's got so Bernie Halperin's got Tacitus as the overall.
Okay.
He likes War of Will. Be My Shadow or Standards by my Standards. Can't read my own handwriting. The number 3, the number 5, Improbable, and the number 16 Game Winner. If you want to do that big ticket, two horse
ticket.
I
like to do a couple. Of
he's
jobs.
Got 8 and 16 Tacitus and Game Winner. If you're just doing the two horse ticket, if you're doing what he calls,
I'm gonna
like
do a few. Yeah.
Okay, if you're doing like the Daily Double, which is the Oaks and the Derby, he likes Lady Apple, the number 3 for today's Oaks.
Okay.
And then he says go ahead and you can put several Daily Doubles. You can do Lady Apple, Tacitus, Lady Apple, Game Winner, Lady Apple, War of Will. So, you know, any of those. But those are the horses that he kept bringing up.
Yeah, I felt like, I was like, man, I ain't bought a paper form in forever. But I went to the OTV, and I'm going to put a few coins down tomorrow.
There you go, just
hopefully
a few coins.
Get lucky.
I hear you. Well, Mr. All right,
guys.
It was fun meeting you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to do it again. Everything was great.
Hold on, Ray. Joey's got a little parting gift for you.
Okay. Now, you can call me Ray, or you can call me Jay, or you can call me Johnny, or you can call me Sonny. Or you can call me Junie. Or you can call me Ray J.
That's right. I love it, bro. I love it.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
I'm going to have to make next Thursday again.
Yeah, next Thursday. You and Jordan can have a Sarah off.
Who can impress Sarah
the most? You each get 30 seconds to impress Sarah.
That sounds good, brother. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, Ray. Bye.
I already have my game plan. Ray, take the 4. That's my 30 seconds.
I was going to say your game plan's to tank. You could be like the Phoenix Suns in Cleveland. Just tanking.
Just don't even show up. Say I have another paper.
You're just tanking.
What's going to be your new t-shirt?
Oh, man. I tell you.
That's
really,
all, Sarah?
That's all, Sarah.
Look, Jason yesterday, you know.
You mean Ray?
No, Jason Giles. He was like, I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, Sarah asked you on the date. You keep saying no. It's only so many times that a lady's going to ask you out.
Maybe I already have my eye on something else.
Highly doubt that. I'm a professional observer by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've been observing me wrong.
No. I'm pretty sure I got you. I'm pretty positive. I'm pretty down packed on that.
Jordan, the Anthony Davis of the sports hangover.
Yeah, exactly. Right around that same level. Oh, D'Angelo Russell, what are you doing? I mean, here's the thing. I can't blame the guy from this aspect of it, trying to get some wacky tobacco through TSA in a Arizona green tea can. They don't get, look, it's probably been a while since he flew regular. You know, these guys fly in their charter jets, right? And it's like a Airbus 320 or something like that, and it's converted. So instead of like the regular rows, you have like these massive captain chairs that take up like 4 rows a piece. You know, it's seated differently. So Amigo tries to leave LaGuardia yesterday, and when you go through TSA, like there's trash cans right before you drop off your stuff through a conveyor belt. Or go through the, you know, metal detector. Now, you do TSA pre-check, which if you don't, something's wrong with you. It's the best $75 for 5 years you're paying. Even there, I have to take any bottled water or any liquid outside of my bag and dispose of it. I cannot get through. Like, you know that if you travel. It's an impossibility. I can bring my water bottle that you see here, Jordan, that I have. But my little Contigo has got to be empty. And then you fill it with water at a water fountain on the other side of TSA. So what would make D'Angelo Russell of the Brooklyn Nets think that he could walk through and just put the can of green tea. It was like, what was it, like a 32-ounce or 64-ounce? It was like the big, it was a tall boy.
It was a tall boy.
Yeah, get like the 12-ounce can one, at least try to get, it was the tall boy. And I'm sure TSA probably said, you know, it's empty, because they showed a photo of it. I don't know if it's the exact photo, but I guess you can unscrew the bottom and it's a secret.
It's
a fake can.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't like the way you're saying, yeah, like I'm supposed to know, like you know.
Oh my!
Are you an expert in concealed?
It was a sealed
Mr. Kleber.
I observed the can.
Yeah, you know what?
I just did a little observing.
Where was my sheet of paper of shadiness? Here it is. I'm going to.
Here we go again.
Yep. This is. I'm now. I'm laying it right. I'm writing down
no,
right
not
next
on my
to
autograph.
No, I'm lay. I'm now. I'm adding this to how to break in cars.
Okay.
What was the other thing, Joey, that he was good at as well, or he knew, like, apparently we should know?
Besides breaking into cars?
Houses.
Houses.
Yes, you did. You talked about getting into people's houses. You did.
I did not.
You absolutely did.
No, bypassed the alarms.
No. So now apparently concealed canisters. For I'm sure, you know, just because you apparently enjoy trying to see different things that you can...
All I said was it was a sealed container.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where you got all of the information that you're spewing.
No. Tone of voice.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Anyway.
On the FBI's
D'Angelo Russell got popped for wacky tobacco. As he was heading to Louisville, I guess, to the Kentucky Derby. I don't know. Maybe he thought mint juleps were
get high with the
something.
Horses.
You know. Stop it.
Y'all look good. Again, y'all look good.
Whatever. Anyway.
Stay off the weed.
Screaming A.
So let me get this straight. You want to smoke some weed. It's the off season. Because remember, I have no problem with weed used for medicinal purposes. I have a problem with it being used for recreational purposes during the season. The season is over. Brooklyn is done. All right. Fine. No problem. It's the off season. Have a ball. So what do? You take this Max Kellerman and you hide some weed in an iced tea bottle compartment through LaGuardia Airport. When you are walking into this summer, fresh off of an all-star appearance, they're praising you. Max, you're going into the summer as a restricted free agent, which means it's possible that you can garner attention from somebody who might be willing to overpay you, forcing Brooklyn to match those dollars in order to keep you. Or they might not match it, and Brooklyn might be willing to lose you, and you'll go someplace else to make more money. All of this is going on in your life. And you allow yourself to get caught up at LaGuardia Airport with some weed.
I couldn't agree with him more. Jordan.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Just saying. Probably not a smart decision. Probably cost some mills. Or do you think it doesn't? You think teams just go, come on, dude, everyone's doing it. Stop it. But again, it's just one of those things. I'm like, you got to think a little clearer than that. You're about to get paid in the offseason. Can you not wait to get your wacky tobacco when you get back?
I mean, I could see this out of J.R.
Can you try?
I could see this out of J.R. Smith.
There's a high level of probability that somewhere in Louisville, Kentucky, around in about the Kentucky Derby, all walks of life will have wacky tobacco. Pretty good chance. People in the stands, horse owners, rich people. It's almost positive. He just walks in and around the suite area. Somebody's going to have wacky tobacco. And my only reasoning behind that is because I can't walk anywhere this day and age where I don't smell it. Walking the dog, people drive by while I'm walking the dog and have the baby in the stroller in the afternoon. Apparently that's the thing. Windows halfway down, just going down the street. By the way, if you do that, you can smell it out of your car. Like it's pungent. You can smell it. But it's just, yeah, I mean, again, something tells me when you're D'Angelo Russell I mean, what do you kids do? Can you like Instagram or something? Hey, what's going on? Y'all probably have like a saying or something. I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to say anything because I want to be labeled.
Well, I know. Well, you already ratted yourself out. You know where hidden canisters are and stuff. You know, but that's what I'm saying. You could probably just go to Instagram and just, you know, say looking for a pink hippo, and people know you're looking for weed or something. I don't know. They'll Instagram message you. You probably know what it is. I don't know what it is. I go home and go to bed at 10. I have no time for wacky tobacco. Jordan.
Do you smell it on me?
No, I don't.
Then no. There's your answer.
No. You know? Maybe you found a way to hide the smell. I don't know.
I wouldn't be here.
No doubt about it. Quick break when we come back. There it is. You see, look, I just helped Brendan over at the sheriff's office. Yeah. He had no idea that pink hippo means wacky tobacco.
You said that. I didn't say that.
I had no idea. I'm just saying, I'm sure there's a phrase that, you know, you could use just to throw out there that people would know.
Gotta change your voice.
I mean, because 420 is like yesterday's news, right? I mean, and people knew that. So there's got to be a phrase that you could say and people would know in that world.
Yeah, down here we say got some
world
weed.
Where Kleber apparently hangs out.
That's how Jordan says it.
Again, all of this is just based when I said, dude, the closed container, you're like, yeah, well, of course, you know what it is. I'm like, no, I don't. I didn't know.
No, I just said,
it looked like a can of Arizona tea to me. I didn't know.
A picture of it.
What can you
unscrewed.
Tell the lizard, what, if his eyes are looking the other way, it's a fake can? You know, like a Rolex, like the crown looks different way. I'm just saying, like, how did you know that that's a fake canister? I don't know.
They had it unscrewed, and they had a little compartment in there.
Yeah, but the way you said it was like, of course, how did you not
know?
They
had a photo, they had a picture of it.
That was before the photographic evidence. Your laptop had no photos in front of it.
Brendan, I hope you're listening. Jordan knows it all.
Apparently. You should take him to schools. Show and tell. Look, kids. This is what's going in. Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea how to break into a car. Of course, you know you do this with the car. I don't know. I had no idea that's how you got into vehicles.
You know when you're on those YouTube.
No, I don't.
Wormholes.
That's what I'm trying.
You get to those videos.
You know what? Now I'm starting to figure out. You hang out on the black web.
Go to break.
I don't even know how to get into the black web. Like, what's the website? What do I type to find the black web or the
dark
web?
I think YouTube explained it to me once. It was.
There we go. That's my point.
You have to buy
sunglasses.
You have to buy a USB chip.
You're Googling how to get into the dark web. That's what I'm trying to get through to you right now.
Yeah, but that's on like the
normal.
It's like on a recommend, like a weird recommendation on YouTube.
Who recommends that?
I don't know.
Like, look, you're looking at my website right now, right? I got, which we're going to talk about next, some of the players that, you know, the Saints have traded up to go get. And then, like, your computer knows you've been searching stuff. There's pictures of Costa sunglasses because they know. So nothing's recommending, hey, how to break into national government security, how to hide weed. I know it just doesn't pop up unless you search it. That's how it works. If you search,
you're ridiculous,
then it pops up. At least that's what I'm told. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's the Bigger Things sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
The police called after midnight when they caught our son at a drinking party. It was a real wake-up call. My wife and I are really worried. We don't know if our son has a serious problem or if he's just hanging around with the wrong crowd. How do we know what to do? The police officer who brought our son home suggested we try Al-Anon family groups. He said it might help to hear how other parents are dealing with alcohol problems. I didn't want to go to an Al-Anon meeting. I didn't want anyone to think we had problems like that. And I didn't think our son's problem was that bad. When I decided to give Al-Anon a try, I found it was a safe place that keeps your problems private. It was very helpful. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON. Or go to alanon.org.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
There it is. On George's computer. The Arizona can that screws off the little top there.
The seal. Huh? Like I was saying.
The what?
The seal.
The seal?
Yeah. Like a seal, like you seal the container.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. How much is that, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay, I was just testing you right there. If you would have given me a price, I would have known.
I mean, unless they're selling it for 99 cents, like the actual...
Okay, they're not selling it for 99 cents. They're not selling it for 99 cents. What was that, Joe? You got big fave? Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's what normal people do.
That's what I do.
Yeah. I believe you.
It doesn't sound like you believe me.
Well, I mean, again, I have to question the mental state of somebody that waits until literally. But when's finals week for you?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
So you waited basically until the final stages to write 15 papers in 1 week?
A lot of people do that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I have a hard time believing. How many papers did you write this week?
15.
When were they issued?
They were issued at the beginning of the
beginning
semester.
Beginning of the semester, and you chose to do it Tuesday through Thursday.
Correct.
Of this week.
Correct. I was being efficient.
All right, cut this stuff from the papers in the weed. The big fave's on, man. Yeah, that's why he hung up.
Yeah, exactly.
This is making me look at like I'm a criminal.
Oh. Shh.
Big Fave, 504 is the way to follow over on Twitter. Marlon Fave, right? Marlon, how are you?
Feeling good, man. Beautiful Friday. Hello, somebody. Talk to me now.
That's right. We're going to talk. We'll talk to you here. It was funny. I don't know if you watched Jimmy Kimmel at all or looked on social media. Did you see he had Tom Brady on yesterday?
I did see he was in L.A. working out a few days ago, though. What's up with Tom Brady?
So, yeah, he might have been filmed a couple days ago, but it aired last night. It was funny. They had him go to a mock Matt Damon's house. I'm sure he was on a set and throw a football through a window showing his accuracy. It was funny because right after that, every sports site, ESPN, look at the arm strength. Look at the accuracy. I'm like, I'm hoping he can hit a window, you know, from standing in the driveway. But it was funny because on the interview itself with Kimmel, he kind of made fun and had a little fun and poked fun at himself that he's not the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Is it funny that he's not the highest paid quarterback in the NFL when you think of the amount of Super Bowl rings that he has?
It isn't, man, because of time. I mean, he has, on countless occasions, peeled back on his income to get an extra player on the team or things of that nature. And it would kind of make it funny that he isn't, with the success he has, because his wife, man, I mean, Giselle got all the bread over there, so he just kind of You know, it's almost like if they were normal people, you know, Giselle would, you know, be like a doctor or a nurse, and, you know, Tom would be like more like a Rallis, you know, worker, something like that.
If you had a guess where he ranks, where he's at, where do you think he is?
If I had to give him a ranking, let's call it on a top 100 NFL players, he would have to be somewhere in the top 20.
No, I'm talking about like the highest paid quarterbacks.
Russell
Wilson is the highest paid quarterback with this new deal.
Right.
How far back is Tom Brady?
Tom Brady, I'm taking an educated guess, and I promise you I'm not Googling. Tom is amongst the quarterback, let's say he has to be maybe 8 or 9.
Jordan, where do you think Tom Brady is? Highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
I'm going to say 6.
10.
He's 17.
Whoa.
Wow.
Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Matt Stafford, Derek Carr, Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, Alex Smith, Joe Flacco, Nick Foles, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Cam Newton, Tom Brady. He's above Andy Dalton, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Case Keenum, Mitch Trubisky, Teddy Bridgewater, a backup, Ryan Tannehill, Jared Goff, Wentz, Jones, who hadn't played, by the way, Daniel Jones with the Giants, Jameis Winston, Mariota, Tyrod Taylor, Fitzpatrick, I can go on, Chase Daniel. That's where Brady is. It's incredible. He's making $20 million this year, Russell Wilson, 35. Now, again, he's not crying making 20, but that's just my point, though. He's 17th, man.
That is crazy. I would have never guessed that. I would have never guessed that. I mean, just I would imagine Tom Brady, I mean, even right now at his age, and I'm assuming, and he's okay with it, that, you know, upper level management don't want to pay a 41-year-old $35 million. But, you know, I guess once you get all your Thanos rings, the money don't really matter anymore, I guess. So it's probably more him where it's only $20 million as opposed to the organization.
Give you another number that's interesting. So the total value of the deal is $41 million. It's making 20. What was guaranteed was 30, okay, out of that deal. Remember, 30, and the total value was 41. Russell Wilson, who just signed, his total value is $140 million. And what's guaranteed for him, $107 million guaranteed. Tom Brady, 30. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's, I mean, again, he was taking it, handling it well. But, and look, and I understand at the end of the day, those guys are getting a lot of cheddar, dude. But he has 6 rings. But at the end of the day, man, the guy has won 6 Super Bowls. He's the 17th highest paid QB. I understand his age. I understand, but... dude, it's nuts. They won again last year. I mean, it's like, I mean, that's a drastic difference. The total value for Russell Wilson is 140. Tom Brady's 41 million.
Wow. I would have never guessed that.
Dude, Noodle Arms, 150 total value. Matt Ryan. So
but what's
crazy.
Guaranteed?
Yeah, Noodle Arm.
Yeah, total guaranteed for Noodle Arm, 100 million. Tom Brady, 30.
Crazy.
Marlon's speechless right now.
And his press off of a Super Bowl.
Right, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's incredible. Marlon, we'll move on to something else that's fun. Not this weekend. It's the weekend after this. It's called Rookie Minicamp. We'll get a chance to check out the guys on Saturday, next Saturday. And... the Saints rookies, kind of take us back to what that was like that first year, right? So you didn't get drafted. Even if you do get drafted, what is that camp like, that first sense, that first Friday when you get in there at practice of an NFL team?
Man, what I remember about rookie minicamps was, man, dream come true. Finally made it to the NFL. It felt just it was just an overwhelming feeling to have a Panthers decal on the side of my helmet, official NFL gear on, like, man, I'm here. I thought it was going to be much harder than it actually was. We didn't do any conditioning tests. They just really took us through a series of drills, like little mini practices, just to kind of get our minds and our bodies acclimated to NFL schedule. And honestly, I felt like my practices were harder at LSU than at rookie minicamps. And then that last day, the veterans came. So it was a great experience. I was much further along than I thought I was, especially coming in camp as an undrafted guy. But, I mean, for the most part, those 3 days were electrifying in regards of the amount of talent that they had coming in our rookie class.
You know, that's one of the things, I guess, when you look at it, Marlon. I was just trying to get acclimated and get ready for that, too. I remember Sean Payton's famous just overall story is Marcus Colston, where at rookie minicamp, he's like, this guy's not going to make the team. It's just not going to happen. And then when OTAs and training camp really came back, he was completely, totally different. Can you really make that much progression just by getting your feet wet, as you're saying?
You can. And actually, I was just talking to Charles Jones from Tulane this morning. He's getting ready to go to Jacksonville next week. We're doing some training. And I was letting him, hey, man, know that, hey, you're undrafted, but you can still make strides. You can really go out there and put it on tape and show the coaches that, man, I'm someone you want to keep around. And in the case of Marcus Colston, he put up numbers with Drew Brees, man. You look at the amount of passing yards Drew Brees had in his career and the amount of catches that Marcus Colston had, he was much better than a seven-round pick. But, you know, to your point, for the guys who are undrafted, you have an opportunity, just like anyone else on that team, to make that team. Don't look at it as, oh, I'm not getting that many reps. Is the guys that they drafted or their veterans. Take advantage of being in shape, looking a par, and executing the drills, whether you get 15 reps at practice or five. You know, you want to go out there with that attitude. So that's one of the things I remember more than anything else about coming in the NFL as a rookie.
And then, obviously, when OTAs get underway here, May 21st, the first set of OTAs, and, you know, it really is honest practice there, right? I mean, especially if you're one of these rookies, you're trying to get acclimated. And I think they changed it the last several years, too, to when you were in, Marlon, where you can kind of stick around a little bit while it's not practice, but you still have classroom work right before you go into rookie mini, until OTAs.
Correct. We had more time out there in the old CBA when I came in. But right now they're doing more of that. They're doing more of the film study, breaking down. And most coaches want to show them how their veterans practice. So you'll catch, you know, in those OTAs, most of the time is spent on, you know, watching the veteran quarterbacks go through their progressions and team run and team pass and things like that. And those meetings, man, guys, those meetings can take up some time, even in OTAs. But that's the thing that's different more than anything else is they don't have to be out there all that time. They get most of their summer. You know, some guys want to go down to different areas and train and just kind of vacate. And others, you know, they take advantage of staying in that particular city to get acclimated even more. So it is, in my opinion, the OTAs gives the coaches and the players a time to get used to each other, give them a little opportunity to give themselves a chance to learn what type of player you are and vice versa with that organization. This is a good fit for you.
Marlon Favor at a Big Fave 504 is the way to follow over on Twitter. As always, man, appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Y'all have fun. All right, y'all. Jordan, peace out.
There he is.
Hello, somebody.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, it is. With the farewell, hello, somebody. What are you shaking your head for? I didn't say anything.
You.
What do you mean, me?
I'm mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Making me look like a villain.
Everyone has a role in life, you know? I didn't realize you were dastardly. Dastardly villain. Expert of the dark web. So what's the browser? I mean, what do you
I don't
use
know.
To dark web it?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not like Google Chrome, huh? Microsoft Internet Explorer. What is it called?
I find out your deepest, darkest secrets.
That just disturbed me.
Yep.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Harley-Davidson, your hometown dealership that's bringing the fun back in riding. At New Orleans Harley-Davidson, our single goal is to treat every person like family. And we got the bikes, a large inventory of new and pre-owned, plus we can customize any bike to fit your needs. And when it comes to service, we treat your bike like ours. Always wanted to ride? Our Riding Academy. We'll get you riding safely and enjoying the open road in just 4 days. So stop on by and be a part of the family. 6015 Airline Drive in Metairie, New Orleans Harley-Davidson, bringing the fun back in riding.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco, batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It's Friday.
There it is. I can't think of a better way to welcome in our next guest.
There
he is. Jay Hargrave.
Why did I know you were going to play that song when you brought me on?
I mean, I don't even know what to say. It feels like it's been forever, Mr. Jay Hargrave, now boss man at Pizza Hut. Jordan, the intern, would like to go ahead and place the order.
So are we going to get a pepperoni pizza delivered
like
to the studio
soon? Can we have some breadsticks?
You're going to get nothing, Jordan, and like it.
What? Hey, Gus told me that
I just went Gus Kattengill on you, Jordan.
Yeah.
Gus
exactly
told me that
right.
You're the boss and you can't get any pizza. How does that work?
Yeah, well,
how does the boss not get any
because
pizza?
Because he has to make tough decisions, Jordan. Sometimes, you know, it's my breadsticks over your pizza.
Wait. Who said you were getting breadsticks?
Well, I mean, it's more cost effective.
You're not getting breadsticks. We're getting a pizza.
Jay Hargrave, man, it's good to hear from you, man. How you doing?
It is really good to hear from you guys, man. I miss you guys, Joey, Jordan, all of y'all, man. I miss y'all a lot. It was one of the best things. One of the most fun times I've ever had was doing the show with you guys, and I really do miss it. It's good to hear from y'all.
But no doubt, man, you got a nice, tremendous opportunity. You got to do what you got to do. In the meantime, though, you still follow sports. You still love it. And, dude, I cannot not have you on the day before the Kentucky Derby. We spoke with Bernie Halperin. He likes Tacitus. He also said, keep an eye for War of Will as well. By my standards, impossible game winner, all the horses to kind of look at. His favorite, though, was Tacitus, and he's got Lady Apple today at the Oaks. You've, I'm sure, looked at the horses for today and tomorrow. What do you like?
To be honest with you, I really haven't looked as much as today, but I'm probably the worst one you want to talk to when it comes to tomorrow because I'm betting from my heart completely on this. I'm with Gabriel Saez. You remember we had him on the show after he won the Louisiana Derby. Riding by my standards, and I'm completely gone with him. The horse that scares me is Maximum Security. That's the horse that's undefeated. He's been winning easily, and he's also won on an off track. And I know the track is Churchill's going to take a lot of rain, but you know when it's a situation like this, I like to go with a jockey that's familiar with that track. Gabriel is riding at Churchill Downs right now. He's at the top of the jockey standings at Churchill right now, even though the meet just started. He's off to a great start. You want a jockey that knows the track because he's going to know where, on a rainy day, he knows where, what's deep and what's not. So he's going to know where to put his horse in the right position. So that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why I'm leaning to Gabriel. But again, he's a friend of mine, and this is all from the heart. That's the only horse that I'm betting. I'm putting it on by my standards. I'm hoping for maybe around 20-1, which is going to be real good odds.
Ooh, okay, all right. I got a ton of things to get into here. I know I only got a few minutes with you. The Pels move, David Griffin, man. What did you think when you heard that?
Well, I was all on board with David Griffin. I think he's going to do a tremendous job. I think he was the best hire for that position. I don't think Miss Benson could have done any better with her hire. Little concerned when he decided to keep Alvin Gentry, but again, if you like the hire of Dave Griffin, then you've got to give him the opportunity to get the pieces in around that Alvin Gentry needs to make this team successful. I like where they're headed. I still think they got to trade Anthony Davis. Once they do that, they get a nice haul for it. I think they're headed in the right direction.
Better odds. Jordan gets his pizza from you with pepperoni and what else? You want some extra cheese on there? Would you like some? No bacon. Remember, you don't like
pepperoni
bacon.
Pepperoni and sausage pizza.
Or are you forgiving Anthony Davis if he wants to stay and come back?
A lot better odds of Jordan getting his pizza. I really thought you were going to throw in the Gus Kattengill buying the snowball for Jordan, yeah. But you kind of threw me a curveball there with Anthony Davis. Uh-huh. But much better chance of Jordan getting the free pizza.
Okay, I was making sure on that. I figured, it is what it is. But when you look at the Saints draft, the move for Eric McCoy to me makes so much sense. That offensive line, obviously we were still doing the show during the playoffs and right after. The health of the offensive line was a huge issue why that offense didn't have the success that it had, Jay. I love the move there, and I like that safety from Florida, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they knocked out both of their first two picks. They knocked out of the park. I think it does help. Probably it's going to shorten the time that Andres Pete has, because you're going to be able to move Eason over to the guard position. And a lot of people felt like he was a better guard than center. So I think it kind of helps bring an end to the Andres Pete era, that this may be his last year here. McCoy's going to be a stud at the center position. And I always thought the safety position was one of their weaknesses and they would address it. It looks like they got another headhunter, and I think they got guys that are ball hawks back there. This team's ready to go next year. I thought we were going to get it last year, but I think we'll get it this year.
I can't end our segment without asking you about Paul Maneri and LSU baseball.
Yeah, well, that's all the time we have today, Gus.
That's it. That's it for J.R. Graves. Got to get back to making tough decisions like, do I get my breadsticks and does Jordan get his pepperoni pizza?
The jury is still out. And, folks, if they don't get to Omaha, you know what drum I'm going to be beating, Gus.
No. No kidding. I know for sure. Don't be a stranger. I mean, you do get a lunch break, don't you?
I do. I promise. We've been extremely busy. I've been in training. we got 26 stores in Baton Rouge. We've got 17 stores mostly down south. The home of Thibodeau area, the home base down in Houma where ESPN is located. We have all my area, Kenner. So I got my hands full right now, but I'm loving every minute of it. It's a great opportunity for me being with Pizza Hut.
Nice, man. Well, if you ever make it over here to Metairie, again, just this is where we are, right here. Come say hi to us.
I will not be a stranger. I promise. I will be in touch a lot more now.
Sounds good, man.
Make sure you bring a pizza too.
Stop it. Of course, he's going to bring a pizza. Anyway, honestly, it was good to hear from you, man. Just for you, as you walk off music. Jay Hargrave, turn it up nice and loud, Joey.
There we need to do something about my walk-off music.
Jay Hargrave, everybody. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Y'all too, guys. Thanks a lot.
There he goes. I miss Jay. I do.
That was refreshing.
Dude, 4 years every Friday. Would I miss you the same, though?
Yes. You would cry.
I don't know.
You miss me when I miss one day. You said, I missed you yesterday.
Matter of fact, Joey, I think the last 2 days the shows have gone really well.
No, behind the scenes.
Don't you think, Joey? I thought it went really well.
Behind the scenes, you tell me I missed you, Jordan.
I don't know.
Not what you told me at the beginning of the show.
I could be just fine, as a matter of fact.
No.
Yeah. What did you contribute today, by the way? Did you book any of the guests today?
No, but I'm tweeting out.
I'm sorry, what now? Yes or no?
No.
Exactly. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Cheerios. Douay Ontario, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio Douay Ontario to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio Douay Ontario at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Colonel Baseball is back on your flagship station for Nicholls Athletics.
Strikeout, now a throw to second. Mac Odom, he's out. Game over. Colonel's closed. 11-game winning streak over for Sam Houston State.
Tune in as the Dirty Red compete in Southland Conference play on ESPN Radio New Orleans.
Our radio broadcast is sponsored by Firehouse Subs, Joe Septic Contractors, Vision Communications, and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, there it is.
Welcome back.
By the way, this is the music not only for Jay right now, but Joe, if you remember. Welcome back. On Wednesday, I said that this is what the Pels should be. If Anthony Davis comes back for their marketing campaign. Did you hear that, Jordan, when I was saying that on Wednesday?
No.
Of course you didn't. You didn't pay attention. It was a brilliant idea, by the way. Brilliant marketing campaign. Have them doing things in and around the city. You know, bringing your beignets or, you know, just things around. Different restaurants, taking tickets at the zoo. I mean, whatever. Just things in and around what the air is known for, driving a streetcar, welcoming you on board, stuff like that. You know, reminding people about tickets and everything. And, yeah, with this at the very end of the tagline. Hey, we'll see you soon at the games. Welcome back. You know? No?
You got to present it to me better.
I thought I presented it really well, as a matter of fact.
You didn't have emotion.
You know what? Anyway.
You're horrible at this.
800-998-1003 in the way to chime in right before the show ends. How am I horrible at this? You're just upset that I've unveiled. I've lifted the
unveiled.
Yeah, I lifted the mask of your dastardly ways. We now know what you do at night. Just hang out on the dark web.
Yep.
Come on, what's the name of the browser? I know you know.
I really don't know.
You know. There's got to be a dark web browser.
Gus Kattengill.
No, it's not. See, now you're trying. You're trying. I know. I'm going to get it out of you one day. All right, so you got a pair of games in the NBA playoffs. Bucks and Celtics tonight. Who you like, Jordan? Why?
I'm going to go with the Boston Celtics just from how they played the first game. I think the second game that they had was just kind of a weird transition into game two. So I think they'll game plan better for Giannis Antetokounmpo in tonight's game.
So you're going Celtics. I'm going Milwaukee. I think that first game, you know, was a look. It's not the Pistons, and as the rounds progress, it gets a little tougher, a little better.
I'm gonna say they do it for Danny Ainge. That's gonna be
doing it for Danny, yeah. Huh? Wow, look at you. You even came with a little hashtag.
Do it for Danny.
Do it for Danny. Nuggets and Trailblazers. I'm trying to decide when I watch this series, which of the two teams can actually provide competition for Golden State. Do you think either can?
I think it would have to be the Nuggets. I'm going with the Nuggets.
I do, too, because of their size. You know, even though Portland's backcourt is fine, but I'm trying to look at it this way. And I know Enes Kanter had a great game against the Joker, you know, in game two. I get it. But who on Portland's checking Durant? Now, granted, I understand when I say that, the correct answer is, who in the NBA is checking Durant? I get that. I do. But I'm saying...
Who's better at it? Like,
right. I mean, look, he's the best player in the league. Travis, I'm sorry. He is. This has nothing to do with the latest segment on the LeBron Hate Network.
Oh, yeah. I thought Anthony Davis was the...
No. He's the self-professed best player. Okay. Yes. There's a big difference.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Just like you're a self-professed angel. We all know better.
You're just riding that wave.
Oh, I'm just... I look, again, you know. Hey, just be who you are.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Duh. Proven. Hasn't been proven. It's a big difference. Big difference. I like Portland, though, tonight at home to go up 2-1. Damian Lillard held a 14 points in game two. What do you think?
Give me Nuggets. I think Gary Harris goes off tonight.
Come on.
I like me some Gary Harris.
Really? You think he's a difference maker?
Oh, yeah.
Really? All right. That's where he's going. Tomorrow, you have finally game three. It took forever in a day. Maybe the Rockets needed it. Maybe James Harden's eyeballs needed after he got declawed, and you would have thought torn retinal, you know, injuries.
You thought he would have
from
brought
the Draymond Green situation.
You would have thought he brought an Arizona tea with him.
Stop it. Maybe he needed some Arizona tea after his retinals were clawed out of his head the way he acted. How would you know that would help that, by the way?
I never said it would help.
No. That's what. Yeah. I'm just saying. Why did you even recommend it? I mean, why did you even recommend it?
It looked like.
Do you know that if you get your eyeball scratched, a little wacky tobacco helps?
No, I never said that. That helps.
I see where you're going with it, though. Your eyes are already going to be pink and glassy because they're injured, so nobody would be able to tell the difference, right? Is that where you're going? Exactly. Look at you already prescribing medicinal purposes for James
said
Harden.
After I said he did it before the game, that's why his eyes were red.
No, he got clawed. Draymond Green's fingers went in his eyeballs, and nothing to do with Arizona tea, the D'Angelo Russell kind,
or the J.R. Smith,
guy. Or the J.R. Smith guy. Warriors and Rockets game three tomorrow. This is beyond. Is there a phrase that's heavier than must win? Like, it's obviously you'd go down 3-0. It's an understood. You don't win. Don't even bother with game four. I mean, you know what I'm saying? As I said, though, to me, the key is Chris Paul. Chris Paul has to be dominant and drive to the basket and be more ball dominant than James Harden. Who you like?
Give me the Warriors and a clean sweep.
Ooh, Warriors and the clean sweep. Our thanks to Rafael Esparza, Bernie Halperin, Chris Blair, Todd Graffanini, Nate Osborne, Marlon Favre-Wright, and Jay Hardgrave chiming in.